that breathed air and that walked on four legs also populated the land. They were nothing like the creatures of the sea, and when Levi reached his mind out to them, he found that he couldn't communicate with them telepathically as he could with the sea creatures. As he was observing life on land, he caught his first glimpse of humans. The creatures looked like him. Well, their upper bodies were just like his, but instead of tails below their waist, they had strange appendages, which they used to walk on land.
Legs,
his mind whispered to him.
Humans.
Levi watched as a group of five men entered a boat and began to make their way out into the sea in order to fish. Levi didn't really understand what the men were doing and swam towards them to get a closer look when he realized they were hunting food. This didn't bother him. After all, Levi also had to hunt fish and eat them in order to survive. Levi was a hunter, a deadly predator of the sea. The merman swam closer and decided to try and communicate with the fishermen. He rose up out of the water a few feet away from their boat and raised his hand in greeting. However, their reaction to his presence was not at all what Levi expected. As soon as the fishermen caught sight of Levi, their eyes bulged and they began to panic.
Ah, it's a monster! No, it's a merman! It's the devil! Kill it, hurry!
The fishermen raised their harpoons and launched them at the startled Levi. Levi was so surprised by their violent reaction that he got a harpoon in his shoulder for his trouble. Another thing that had extremely surprised Levi was the fact that he'd been able to understand what the fishermen had been saying to him.
Speech. Talking. Language.
Words whispered through Levi's brain. Levi opened his mouth and began to form words. He discovered that he had the ability to talk, too. Thinking that he'd probably just gotten off on the wrong foot with the fishermen, since they hadn't been expecting to see him, Levi decided to try and speak with the fishermen again a few days later. Unfortunately, the second time didn't go any better than the first. Levi rose up out of the water a few feet away from the small fishing boat and waved his hand.
Good day, gentlemen. Please, don't be startled. I only wish to speak with you.
The fishermen seemed to be even more frightened by Levi now that he revealed that he could speak. It didn't even say anything as they tried to kill him with their harpoons once more. One threw a net at him. Levi frowned as he dove down beneath the surface to avoid their attacks and the net. What had he done wrong? He wondered. Was his manner of speaking wrong? Were they being violent because he was different?
Humans fear that which they do not understand,
his mind whispered to him. Levi decided that he needed to know more about these humans to better understand them before he would approach them again, and began to observe them closely. What he saw was violence and hate. The humans were always at conflict with each other, fighting wars over land, religion, money, resources, and race. Fighting. Fighting, always fighting. So much needless bloodshed. Anytime Levi tried to approach the humans, he was met with violence or malicious intent. Levi shuddered when he remembered the time he'd approached a large sailing vessel. The men aboard had thrown a net that had been large and strong enough to capture even Levi. As they were dragging him on board, he managed to escape by cutting the net with his trident, but it had been a close call. After that, Levi decided to wait. He was a very patient merman. Surely human civilization would evolve and become more peaceful over time. But instead of this happening, the humans and their wars only seemed to grow more and more violent. Swords were replaced by guns, guns by Gatling guns with machine guns and bombs, bombs with nuclear weapons. Upon witnessing the devastation of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Levi turned his back upon mankind and decided he was happy to live alone in the sea in peace with the creatures there, only hunting them when he needed to eat, and living in harmony with nature and the ocean. Levi prayed that the humans would leave the ocean alone. His prayers weren't answered, however. As the human population continued to grow and their technology advanced, their hold over the ocean also increased. They began to fish large numbers of fish all at once using drift gill nets, which would trap anything unfortunate enough to come across these floating curtains of death. Levi had watched the dolphins and whales he'd befriended die in those nets because they couldn't get back up.